Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our live feed update for August 31st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing good, man. For the last day of the month, it's a pretty good day of the month. So I'm really excited to talk about all the things that went down last night and subsequently this morning because of how late last night ended up ending.
Yes, I did stay up and I watched the endurance competition last night. I was up until about 3 a.m. So I was on Twitch. We hung out. We watched the competition together. It was very fun, but I am quite tired now. Because I didn't sleep as much as I would have liked. So, there you go.
Yeah. Well, the robot's running on fumes, but it'll be worth it. I promise.
Yes. All right. Well, we are here to tell you everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. So, let's get into it. Prior to the eviction, Angela talked with Tyler about her talk with Sam. Sam had asked her, which way are you going to vote tonight? Are you going to vote for Fessy or for Haley? And Angela finally had to give in and tell Sam which way they were all voting. You know, Fessy is, in fact, the bigger target here, the bigger threat. So that's where we're going. So now they're like, she's probably going to vote. Sam was like, okay, thank you. So now they're like, she's probably going to vote to keep Fessy and to keep Haley and with us, and then, you know, she's not going to piss Haley off as much. This is unfortunate.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, they tried so hard. They got so close too. The fact that it took all the way to like the day of for them to finally have to let her know, it was kind of like a defeat in a way where they thought, well, there goes our hope for getting some kind of friction going. It's going to be another unanimous, and that's not going to be all that fun because we can't really start pinning blame in the event that Haley wins HOH.
Yes. JC and Tyler end up talking a little bit. JC just wants to double check, make sure we're voting Fessy out, right? We shouldn't keep Fessy. If he wanted to keep Fessy, he waited way too long, but yeah. He makes he throws some things out like maybe we should keep Fessy. Tyler's like, nah. Not going to happen. She's all right. Well, you know what? I'm fine to go after Haley next week, but I don't know if I can keep Brett from coming after you. We need to be careful about this. JC really just, he's throwing everything out that he can.
Yeah. JC's little finger plans this week came at a bit of a delay with a delayed kick. But he always does this. Typically he does this at the beginning of the week, like the night after, right after the HOH, where he tries to be like, listen, if you want to do this, like, I don't know if we can control like X person and X person, but like, I think looking at them would be better. You're going to take the target off of you. And like, at this point, I feel like his big dumb puppet / Muppet, he realizes he can still be that for me if I can change some things around and keep him. But again, as you said, too little, too way too late.
Yes. So Haley and Fessy talk a little bit. Haley tells Fessy about the incident with JC the night before. She says that Allison Grodner had a talk with her about JC's behavior. She explained that she did kind of start the prank war, and she did try to surprise JC from inside the bathroom, but then it kind of got out of hand. But she says she doesn't want him to get in trouble. That's not really what she was aiming for. So that was that. We also heard from Vegas about how production's handling this. Apparently they were talking about this whole incident. Vegas had a lot to say about this. discussions on JC happening now. If Tyler doesn't formally complain to the producers, he hasn't. Likely no removal, just a warning. Tyler's already aware of what happened. So I'm assuming that they informed Tyler about what happened. He decided not to make a formal complaint about it. And then we did also hear from JC that that he was talked to by the producers. He said at one point that they offended him, but that he was warned about some things and that he is probably not allowed to sleep with Tyler anymore.
Oh no, poor JC. I feel like Mike Bloom put this really well last night, where he said, it's just such a hard disparity for me as well, where JC on the show has been gold. JC on the feeds has been really a hard pill to swallow. So JC, given that, and like, I feel like the whole thing with that, they have to make the formal apology with a player like Tyler, who's really like trying to control his fate in this game, really trying to not cause any rifts in what he's doing, because he can see how well he's situated. Obviously he's not going to do anything to shake that. And then also the fact that it's JC in particular. Now this is like the third or fourth instance with JC where we've seen, if JC gets called out for something, he cannot take criticism. He takes it as an insult to him and his character. He sees it as, I was just being lighthearted and causing some, you know, a little bit of fun type of chaos. But then he gets really victim-y and like starts being like, no, you're making this seem way out of the range than what it actually is. So mix all these things together, and it's a really hard situation to be in, because it's JC and Tyler doesn't want to shake this game up. And JC's obviously not going to be getting the type of warnings that would make him stop. He's just getting insulted by what he's hearing.
Yes. Well, I do believe that JC will stop. I don't believe JC will be sleeping in Tyler's bed anytime soon. Yeah. So that is good. As far as I'm concerned, from what we've seen, I think production is handling this as well as they can. This is the second time that they have talked to Tyler about JC's behavior, and Tyler still apparently is whether or not it's for his game, telling them this is fine. I don't want to complain about it. Mm-hmm. He seems to be fine with it overall. Of course, you never really know, but I don't think there's not much they can do other than tell JC to stop. If Tyler says it's fine. So there you go. The JC situation being dealt with. Brett and Tyler have a conversation. Brett is finally going to tell Tyler that JC has been pushing for a move to be made against Angela. This is the first time he's told anybody. And he tells Tyler, hey, JC's been pushing this. I'm trying to talk him out of it. But JC really wants to make this happen. Brett obviously telling the truth about JC pushing this, lying about trying to talk JC out of it. It's hard for me to tell if this is Brett feeling like I'm not actually part of this plan, and I'm trying to give some warning, or if this is Brett trying to cover his ass, right? If JC ends up doing this and he tells people that I knew about it, then I have to pretend that I wasn't on board, even though I kind of was on board and gave him some advice about how to go through with it. I'm honestly leaning toward the latter. I feel like this is Brett trying to make sure he's covered on all sides.
I agree. He's trying to cover his behind. He's been a part of the scene that he's seen when things get out, how they can change things up. And if he just makes it known that, hey, I was aware of this was said to me, but also is able to sell it in a way where like he's not on board and he's just reporting back, that's good for him. Because in the event that JC, you know, is to win and is to try and take a shot, then he's covered with those people as like, I heard about this, but then he can also still move with it if it's a move that he doesn't have to make and there's no blood on his hands for it. So it kind of works there perfectly. And this kind of goes back to that big 9-hour sesh him and Tyler shared this week that really solidified that bond for him, that really made him feel like, okay, Tyler's going to be with me. I need to like keep Tyler in the loop of what's going on with me. And kind of another thing for him is to make sure that he's solid with his people. Like, because they've all talked about how they want, like, you know, let's reward JC, let's bring him to the five. Like, that's where we want him to go. But then at the same time, when he's saying stuff like this, He wants to share it with him so that they're aware of it moving forward, ultimately covering his own behind moving forward as well.
Yes, I think Brett probably recognizes that JC is not the kind of player to always keep things to himself. Yeah. So he needs to get out ahead of this. But I think, I think he also wouldn't mind if JC took that shot, or even if he had to eventually. But he would love for JC to take the shot and for him to play. Oh, man, I tried to talk him out of it. I tried to warn you guys. But now, sorry, Angela, it looks like you're on the block. Because remember, he did say to JC, and I'm thinking more and more that the reason he said this to JC is because of this, that he said, no, JC, they both need to be on the block because you can't let one of them take the other one off. I think what he really meant when he said that was they both need to be on the block so that I have an excuse to vote one of them out.
Exactly.
Because if it's with one of them versus somebody else, then he can't justify it to level six. And when he was talking to Tyler about this plan, he was like, yeah, I mean, we'd have to win the veto and take one of them off, or else we'd be in trouble. But if we do that, then we'll be fine. So I think Brett is really, he's hoping that he can get through with this with as little blood on his hands as possible. But ultimately, again, this is going to be at the very least postponed for another week or two. Yes. With the battle back coming in here.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I co-sign everything you just said. I feel like he would definitely, because he would go through with it if he doesn't have to make it seem like he went against the grain. He went out of his way to do it. If it's two people there presented to him, then he's kind of like, sorry, like it was there. Like we had to pick one. It's the same situation of like, oh, it was Winston and Brett. We had to pick one. It was, you know, Brett and Rachel. We had to pick one. So if it's two of them up there, he has to pick one. So it's fine.
Yes. He also gives Angela a much less specific warning. Hey, I'm a little worried about JC. Well, you should make sure you go reassure him. And this is, I think this is, again, this is just like when JC ends up doing it, he'll be like, oh, man, I knew this was coming. I tried to warn you guys. So, yes, trying to give some warnings here. Then we get to the live eviction. Obviously, we saw Fessy evicted by a vote of 4-1 after giving a big speech about Angela and the kinds of cars that she drives and how she wears wedding rings at grocery stores.
Yeah, no, very titillating stuff from Fessy. Honestly, probably the most emotion he showed outside of feelings towards Haley in the whole season. This was fun, you know, kind of fun just because it was like, oh, Fessy's actually, you know, causing some stuff. Because, you know, when he picks out Angela, it's kind of like with the JC getting pissed off when people criticize his jokes. Angela will take this as defamation and will feel some type of way about this, at least for a little while. It'll linger. Even though it's coming from Fessy and you should take nothing that Fessy says serious. But yeah, he finds his moment. He wants to do his Brett moment. And he has it here by just taking Angela and pushing her under this bus that he has created.
And he has completely kept Haley safe for at least 2 to 3 weeks now.
I guarantee.
What majestic gameplay. He's really completely turned everyone against Angela. If your sarcasm meter doesn't work, then I'm sorry for misinforming you. This did not work, obviously. Sam is going to claim, though, that she changed her vote because of this speech, which makes no sense to me.
No.
But Sam is gonna Sam, and what are we gonna do about it?
Yeah, Sam be Sam. And I mean, to say, she says, well, I was gonna vote, but then after I heard what he said, I felt hurt. And then I voted to keep him. Like, if you felt hurt by what he had to say, wouldn't you double down on getting rid of him, Sam? I don't know the line of logic here. I wish we could find it out. I don't think there's any logical pattern or explanation that can be said to justify what she did last night.
Yeah. So we then got a jury segment, which was mostly just them making fun of each other, and Rockstar near tears, which I was like, oh, I remember this. then it seemed like the general vibe, really the only names we got out of them were Angela and Tyler. It seems like they are very focused on those two, whether that's because they're super bitter and would not vote for them if possible, or because they feel like those are the two front runners and they just would love to see them taken down. Hard to say, of course. But those are the names on the lips of the jury members right now. So interesting to know.
Yeah, I would really hope it's the latter, that they're just like, oh, these are the strong ones, the ones that are like leading the pack. So we got to get rid of them, cut the head of the snake kind of thing, and not a bitter thing. The one thing I did like watching this jury segment is they are making fun of each other. They are seeing like Bailey taking Rockstar to task for that veto, and then Fessy being slandered for doing what he did to get rid of Scotty. I hope they start realizing, hey, we're idiots. Like, let's not blame it on us. We're the dummies here. We caused this to ourselves. We ended up in a competition where it was all four Hive members. This has to, like, some of it was us getting got by better players, but some of it was really us just being stupid and not realizing in the moment that we had control and we just squandered the control. So if that happens and they stew on that ideology more, I feel like we're going to move away from the bitter, and that's exactly where I want to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think the general attitude of being able to make fun of yourself and each other is probably good, in the sense of it's especially hypocritical to be like, I'm such an idiot and I'm also going to vote for anybody but you because I hate you. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
But not much information in the way of the jury segment in terms of their vote. Then we get the battle back, and we see, of course, Fessy apologizes to Scott.
I'm so sorry, Scotty. I'm so sorry. I'm such a dummy.
We see that happen. Fessy apparently was very confident that he was going to win this competition. He also let Scotty know
it was JC's fault that I took you out, Scotty.
Here we go. We're going to compete. Fessy has a massive advantage in this competition. He is, Josh won this competition last season because he's so tall and he's able to reach over the railing and get way closer to the tube, which is a significant advantage when you're dropping balls into a tube. The closer you can get to it, the more likely you are to get the ball in the tube. Fessy has at least a full foot or two, or honestly maybe even three extra feet of just pure reach because of his height and his arms, and somehow he managed to mess this up. He's like, despite having so much extra reach, he is leaning over the railing so far that he can't keep himself balanced. And his arms are like flailing around. And it's like, you can get as close as you want, but if you don't have a steady base, you're never going to get the ball in the tube.
Exactly.
What are you doing? You already have such a huge advantage over everyone else in terms of leaning. Everyone else is like dropping from the top of the railing. All you need to do is bend over and you already have a massive advantage. You're tanking your own advantage here. But of course, Fessy is going to do what Fessy does. And Scotty is going to win this competition.
I feel like in this competition, accuracy and distance are the two things. He had distance down with a big advantage over everybody else, but as far as accuracy went, because of the fashion in which he was leaning over, by the second one that he got in, he was just shaken. He couldn't do it because he couldn't like stay still. And also, like, now he's like, when he's down there, obviously he's looking at the other two, Scotty's starting to do, so he just starts dropping and he's missing them, whereas Scotty was just going on adrenaline, back, forth, and just trying to throw them in as quickly as possible. And I feel like it's one of those things where once you know the type of throw, like, it's like, okay, I threw it in this dimension, like that, directly down, that worked, I'll do that again. So Scotty was able to pull it through, and Fessy, while he did have the bigger advantage go in the middle, like midway through the comp, and had all of us worried, ends up flaming out. So, yay.
Yes. So Scotty is going to return from the battle back. He enters the house very excited, Scotty. He is going to be like super hyper all night. He is like a kid who just ate an entire room full of candy the entire night. Mm-hmm. And yeah, yes, we talked about this last night on Twitch. The sugar thing is not real, but he's acting like a kid who is on the placebo effect of sugar.
Yeah, it's like if Pop Rocks were a human, it was Scotty. Just bouncing all over the place, all excited. And it was to the point where I was like, man, sit down. Like, you just had this competition. You are going to tucker yourself out for the next one. Like, don't do this. But he was happy. He was doing like what looked like suicide laps back and forth, trying to show them the competition, leans over the couch. Very excited to be back. I loved seeing his enthusiasm, but in the back of my head, I was worried for what was coming for the HOH.
Yeah, he was like, ah, guys, yes, I'm back. Oh, my God. He's seriously like, if you thought Rated R for Redemption was weird, he's just all over the place. All night, even during the competition, after the competition, he is just full of energy, very hyped up. He talks about his experience in the jury house. He said it was fun. He got to watch Planet Earth. He talks about what's been happening. There's lots of storytelling between like what his experience was in the battle back and in the jury house, and what they've been up to in the meantime while he's been gone. JC is super pissed.
Yeah.
JC hates that Scotty is back, and rightfully so. Scotty has a grudge against JC, having learned that he was the cause of his demise from Fessy. And which I don't know why Fessy, like, think about it. Fessy knows that in this house, you know, Haley's only ally left is potentially JC. He is genuinely rooting for JC in this house, Fessy. But before the battle back competition, Fessy decides to completely throw JC under the bus because, again, Fessy does not think about game. He's just thinking, oh, well, I'm talking to Scotty right now. I'll blame JC for the for everything that happened. But man, really throwing his buddy under the bus, which obviously totally justified in the sense that JC throws Fessy under the bus all the time. But Fessy thinks that JC is his friend and accidentally threw him way under the bus. Like that's what I'm getting at here.
Yeah, it was kind of like sabotage to the nth degree, because it was sabotage to Haley's game. It's sabotage to what? Because, like, what's Fessy's nightmare? Not anything to do with game. Not Haley coming in next. That's Fessy's dream come true. Fessy's nightmare is Scotty and Haley buddying up. And what does he do? He gives him the one piece of information that he can go in there with, talk to Haley about, and then push them closer together. So Fessy being his own nightmare and being a nightmare to Haley's game all over again. But, I mean, again, you're right, because the way JC has been with Fessy this entire time has been, you know, talking about Fessy blowing a spot up, talking about it to everyone, negativeness. So, like, it's only fair, but I don't think Fessy realized what he did. Also, the other thing, the reason JC is so pissed with Scotty, I have to believe, is JC believes, I mean, obviously the feud aside, this was JC's biggest claim to a move so far, was I was the reason Fessy put JC up, put Scotty up, and I'm the reason he went home. And now that receipt has completely been returned, and that move has been wiped clean.
Yeah. I love that Fessy, even as he's going out, needs to just throw a little more Faute juice on the fire and make sure that if Scotty wins HOH, he'll at least still not target Tyler and Angela, and maybe he'll target JC because he feels like JC was the one that was to blame for his eviction. Yeah. He just needs to get like one more big mistake in there, Fessy. Mm-hmm. So yes, JC's very upset. He really says he really wants to win the HOH. He's praying to the god he doesn't believe in. Please let me win HOH. We also get Sam and Angela. Sam is going to ask Angela, was what Fessy said in his speech true? Angela says, no, not at all. I don't drive that car. I don't wear wedding rings to grocery stores. And I definitely did not say anything about you to him about going up on the block or anything like that. So, you know, none of it was true. And Sam says, okay, I believe you. I love you. I was upset in the moment, but I trust you. I believe you. We're all good. They hug it out. They're fine.
Yeah, I look up to you in so many ways, Sam to Angela. So believe that that happened. These are things that really shouldn't bother Angela, in my opinion. I feel like Melissa did cover this last night, talking about how, you know, wearing a fake ring of sorts is a way to keep other people from coming in, hitting on you, or like having a conversation you don't want to have. Like, that's fine. Like, there's no problem with that, Angela. Why are you feeling like defensive about that? The car, whatever, like, it shouldn't have bothered her. But again, it's specifically Angela that you knew this was going to rattle. And Fessy rattled her successfully.
Yes. So then we get to the HOH competition. It is, of course, the spinning swing one, where they're either standing or squatting on a little platform and getting spun around and smacked by a big pie. That pie looked like it hurt. Mm-hmm. It did. JC really wanting to win this one, but he's going to be the first person out basically right away. He is not able to hold on to this this rope, and he's going to go down very, very quickly. But
yeah, he fizzles out really quick. He did talk about if it's an endurance, I need to eat more so that, you know, I'm ready for this endurance if it's an endurance earlier. And sure enough, gets knocked down by the pie pretty much instantly. Just not much gas left in the tank there. Now, my big question is, which hurt more, this big pie to these house guests or the pies that Paulie had to make in 18 for himself? Which one hurt more?
Definitely Paulie's pies, because they hurt more than just physically. They hurt spiritually.
Yeah. Emotional pain.
Sam follows JC after a bit. She is not able to hold on. Then Scotty, who I felt like was a favorite to win, ends up getting really spun out. Which was actually hilarious, because he was spinning really fast. When I was watching on Twitch, I was just like, I could not stop laughing. He's spinning so fast and he's just like, guys, I can't stop. I don't know how to stop it. And then he goes by the pie, which is like how you like stop yourself. Yeah. And he just makes it worse. And he's like,
This is going to be a lot of fun to see on Sunday. It's funny because we watched like when we started finding out that this is the competition type, a lot of people were sharing that gif of him doing the spins on that Vito that he beat Winston, the Mamma Mia one. And it was kind of like, this is right up his alley, but it's too much spinning at that point. It was just ridiculous. And they're in the air. He has to hold on. It was a lot going on. And ultimately, poor guy couldn't handle it.
Yes. So he's trying to stop the spin. I think it was Sam was like, put your arm out. So he puts his arm out to try and like stop himself on the pie. But it shifts all of his weight over and his feet slip off the platform thing, and he's not able to get them back on. He ends up sliding down and sitting on it, and that, of course, disqualifies him. And there you go, Scotty out third in this competition. There you go. It's all down to Haley already. But Haley was doing very well. Haley was locked in solid. She had easily the best strategy, which is to basically hug the rope and try to get as close to it as possible while standing. You put your center of gravity in as close as you can to the rope so that you're not using much muscle energy to keep yourself up. So it was basically going to be Haley's superior strategy versus the superior athletics of the other house guests. We're going to see which one wins. Brett really held out for a long time. I was impressed. I thought Brett would be down first because of all of his mass that he has to carry. But he ends up lasting quite a while after Scotty goes down, but eventually gives up and goes in. Casey was pretty locked solid. She was spinning a lot. She was very sick at the start, but she was in a pretty locked position, squatted on the platform. However, when you're squatting, it's a little dangerous because you're putting a lot of weight down on your feet and a lot of pressure between your feet and the platform. It's a lot easier for your feet to slip off, which is exactly what happened. She gets hit by the pie. Her feet slip off. She ends up sitting on the platform. She is also disqualified, and now it is just down to Tyler and Haley. Pooyah.
Mm-hmm. The showdown everyone's been waiting for. A lot of people want Haley to pull this out because we kind of know where this is headed if she doesn't win it. And then we got Tyler, who it's interesting because he hasn't been HOH since week one. Yes, he's had a lot of control in this game, but he's kind of done what Brett wanted to do when he was talking to Tyler earlier that day of like being the background, kind of like, well, we kind of didn't have a choice. We have to go with what's available. So if he wins, he has to make the decision. He has to put the two people up. And given the many segments we've seen, given the many conversations we've observed and reported on these last couple of weeks, he has final twos with pretty much everybody. He's good with everybody. So it's interesting on both ends of the spectrum, whichever person wins this one.
Yes. So Haley, who, like I said, the strategy was great, but ultimately when she starts to run out of strength in that hold, she quickly deteriorates. Mm-hmm. She starts going up and down, squatting, standing again, wasting a lot of energy. She's really taking the hits from the pie hard. And Tyler, who had been wasting a lot of energy the whole competition, just still had so much to spare. He was able to just keep moving around, hanging out. He put a serious face on, but it didn't look like he was in that much trouble. And then Haley is eventually going to get slammed by the pie, and she's going to slip right off. She says she didn't even realize she had slipped until she was lying on the ground. There you go. Tyler is our new head of households.
Yeah. I feel like a good conspiracy theory for a lot of people. TKO, there's a lot of balancing on little platforms and getting hit with stuff. So maybe he had practice and he won. That's for the people that want to complain about this. But again, for me, it was kind of like, oh man, Tyler won. But also, he has to do the move now. He can't hide behind the HOH and be like, sorry, man, I put in the work, but like, we can't, it just has to happen. He has to put them up. So this gets really, really, really interesting for me personally moving forward this week.
Yes, guarantee if Haley had fallen at any point before the final dropped. Two people in the competition, Tyler would have dropped from the competition, but did not happen. So he had to end up winning this one. A lot of people questioning, should he have won? I think the answer is unequivocally yes. This is definitely a spot that if Haley had won, that's no good. I mean, granted, there's a large chance that she makes the mistake of targeting Sam. I think that would be incredibly dumb. Mm-hmm. But you cannot rely on people being incredibly dumb. And even if she had targeted Sam, that's another week of both her and Scotty in the house and one less piece for Tyler to use in the game. That's a fallback plan. That's not a plan A. So obviously he has to win this. Once he takes out one of Haley or Scotty, he's back in the position he was before. He's not in any danger of leaving next week. I think he is totally fine moving forward if he wins this HOH, as opposed to a slightly worse position if he doesn't. So it is probably the right move here. Obviously we just have to see how he handles it. But yes, Tyler is our new HOH. Also, during the competition, once it was down to Tyler and Haley, Sam was very blatantly rooting for Tyler, which really pissed Haley off. And she is going to be very upset about this all night. She really hates Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we talked about it earlier, how Angela was like, oh, I had to, she knows now she's going to vote with us. Even when they do the thing and they're going to expect the wrong result, they got the best possible outcome. She voted out Haley, and then she rooted actively against Haley during the HOH. So that's enough to put enough of a wedge in between these two that moving forward, it's kind of like they could realistically go after each other. And the fact that, you know, Tyler is aware of this, but also we got to remember the reason Tyler wins this too. This is the first time he doesn't have a cloud app to lean on if anything crazy was to happen. Because ultimately, if it wasn't Haley up there, and like to a degree Scotty, because again, Scotty's coming back and he has no idea what Scotty's going to know or do. He could have coasted without winning a competition until like the final five, where he can play and everything and win everything if he wants to. He could have. This was the only outcome where he had to win it, and he pulls that out, rightfully so. Because even though this wedge is very apparent between Sam and Haley, there's enough things that can go down that, you know, he can still end up being next to Sam there. like enough of them know what Sam is, so maybe like keep her so that these two keep feuding. So ultimately, good choice by him. And I feel bad for Haley because Sam's been a lot to deal with for her now. Or that's where she's targeting all her anger in the game in and not towards any of the other people because she's still actively trying to play with these people.
Yeah. So I'm really annoyed about the fact that I feel like we'll never know for sure who Haley would have targeted if she had won. Because there's not a chance in hell production will ever show a diary room of Haley saying that she would target Sam, because we're like, for whatever reason, getting an incredibly inaccurate edit of Haley. So that's unfortunate. And, you know, obviously we can ask her post-season, but given the fact that she seems to claim that she had nothing to do with the Scotty nomination also, I have a feeling she might be a little revisionist. So unfortunate about that. I would have liked to see what she would have done if she had won, but we must carry on. This week Tyler says it's gonna be a repeat week, and you know, that's it happens when you introduce battlebacks that you shouldn't, because battleback is a terrible twist and it has never had a good outcome. What did I tell you, production?
Rob, you remember when you asked on Wednesday, you were hoping that Taryn would be happy today? You were wrong. I'm sorry. It didn't end up panning out.
Look, this was not the absolute worst case scenario. The absolute worst case scenario was Fessy coming back in and it's the exact same week. Instead, Scotty came back in and he's just replacing Fessy. Tyler is going to quickly say the nominations are going to be Scotty and Haley. This is going to be a repeat week. We even get a diary room leak of Tyler saying that Scotty and Haley are the nominations. So it's the same thing with a different person. At least it's not Fessy, who we know would just like sleep in a bed all week. We've got Scotty, who is going to probably play a little bit. And there's a little bit of intrigue right now about which one are they going to send home, Scotty or Haley? So there's at least something.
Yeah, there's a lot of intrigue there. If one of them wins veto, Tyler's going to have to put someone else up. That'll get interesting because he has to deal with anybody, because the chalk pick would be Sam, but Sam is a little loco. So he's going to have to, you know, talk to her and like deal with that. So there are some good pieces on the board here. There are some interesting gameplays and tactics and dramatics that we're going to see this week, which we would not have had if Fessy was the one who won. Because also, let's be honest, if we look at the rest of the people that were in that battle back, I think Scotty had the best chance of winning this kind of comp, and Fessy had no chance of winning this kind of comp. So ultimately, I think the best result did come out of this twist, and it is setting up for, as much of it is a repeat week, it is a revolving door. That looks like where we're leading to, but it's more of a fun revolving door than the worst case, which would have been an obvious revolving door.
Yes. So we didn't get the worst case, which was pretty bad. But really, my point is there was no best case, really. This is never going to work out. There's no real upside here. The upside was to let it not happen, because that would have been fun. Haley, who was close to winning this, would have been close to winning this regardless. JC obviously wants Haley and Scotty on the block. He wants Scotty targeted. Casey and Brett talk. Brett also thinks they should target Scotty. But Tyler, not so sure quite yet. Scotty and Haley talk. She hopes that she's good with Tyler, but she expects to go on the block. But once again, she feels like no way Scotty goes on the block. This is literally an exact repeat of last week. Haley, I'm definitely going up, but don't worry, you're not going up on the block, Scotty.
I don't know, like, if that's her, like, she tries to make a silver lining for herself and decides, oh, that's like, this is bad, but it's not the worst it could be every time. So and like, you gotta realize that Scotty literally just switched spots with Fessy, and you're back in like last week, so I think that's the blueprint for this week as well. But Fessy's a little bit Haley's a little bit head in the clouds for now.
And freaking Scotty, who's come back into this house, recognizes because he told Julie that he wanted to work with Tyler because Fessy was out of the house and it's just Haley by herself. I know he recognizes that going and hanging out with Haley all night when she didn't win HOH is probably not a good idea. But what is Scotty doing? He's spending all of his time flirting with Haley because he just can't help himself. And it's very frustrating, Scotty. Get your head out of Haley's face. She's too pretty for you. It's too distracting. You can't deal with it. You need to, like, just, you need to ignore her. She's completely, completely got him, like, anytime he sees her, he's just like, oh, pretty. Like,
yeah. Wipe the mist off your glasses, man. He's very Pepe Le Pew with her. He's just so enamored. And like the thing is, when he was saying that to Julie, I was like, okay, smart decision. They covered it last night where, you know, typically when you're the one coming back, if you go to the person with the most power, that's where you fare best because they have more pieces on the board. They can find a place to slot you in. But when you go to the one person who's definitely on the outs, definitively on the outs, you shouldn't do that. But again, also factor in that now that Fessy tree is gone. That guy is gone. He's far in the distance. He has no distractions with her. She's got no one else. So he's going to, you know, fall back in. He's addicted and he just can't get enough.
Yes. And for the record, when I said she's too pretty for you, I did not mean in the sense that that they could not. I meant that she's so pretty that she distracts him too much. I actually think they'd be a great couple if she liked him. Rob in the chat says, if Scotty wore a paper bag over his head for the rest of the game, could he win? Well, I think he needs Haley to wear a paper bag over her head.
Double bag.
Yeah. It's funny too. Like, he tries to play off. So he tells Haley, yeah, so I was trying to do anything I could to stay. I even told Fessy that I, like, had feelings for you. Isn't that funny? Like, that was just all part of me trying to stay in the game. Like, what are you trying to, like, what do you mean, Scotty? She's not going to find this out. I don't understand. Do you think you can get away with this? This is not information she ever would have found out in the house. Maybe she'll go to jury and find it out and then briefly think that it was just strategy. But once she gets out of the house, she's of course going to find out that you were actually serious. What do you think you're covering up for here, Scotty? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just not a good plan considering that there's only a month left. And I feel like this is kind of the equivalent of, oh, haha, my friend texted that to you. What a loser. Like, that wasn't me.
We were having a sleepover.
Yeah, we were just hanging out and he stole my phone. Ha, he's the worst. It's not real at all. .. LOL. That's pretty much what was going on.
Oh, man. It's just, I'm really, really hoping. So obviously, Tyler is going to talk with Angela and says, you know, obviously Scotty and Haley are the ones we should probably put up here. But the question is, who do we send home? Mm-hmm. Thinking about it, Scotty, he might not be coming for us. Haley, she might be coming for us. She was very dangerous in that competition. I think Tyler recognizes that Haley is much more likely to come after him than Scotty is. It seems as though Tyler is leaning toward wanting Haley to go, even though most other people seem to be leaning toward Scotty. We'll see what that ends up doing to the house and to the alliance. But it would be very interesting for me. I honestly, if Haley leaves, just like, what does Scotty turn into? Can Scotty actually play the game if Haley is not there? That would be intriguing to me. Let's see. I hope that Tyler sticks to this because then not only is will we get some variety in the house and we'll see what Scotty is like without Haley, but also it might cause a little bit of conflict if JC and Brett are really gung-ho about wanting Scotty out, right, and Tyler blocks that. That's probably the most conflict we'll get for the week, unless the veto is won by one of these two. So we could see that happening. Tyler also talks about how annoyed he is with JC and how he's trying to break him and Angela up. A lot of people are really hoping this means that Tyler will like try and get rid of JC this week. I can tell you there's a 0% chance that's happening. He also says like, maybe I'll put up Sam as a pawn. If like I'll check in with Sam and see if she's on board with you, Angela, and that everything is fine. I'm not sure he was ever really considering that either. Especially again, because we heard his diary rooms, and then he's talking to Angela about like, oh no, if Sam is coming for you, we'll deal with it. But I think he knows that he'll be able to be like, Sam, you're not coming for Angela, right? And then be like, oh, and Sam is totally fine, Angela, don't worry about it. So I do believe that Scotty and Haley will be the nominations. The question is, how does Tyler deal with it? He did reassure Haley a bit, like, don't worry, just go to sleep. I don't know, it'll be interesting to see how Tyler decides to break the news to them, and then how it's decided which one of them goes home, and all that. But that's looking like our week, Pooya.
Yeah. And the one other interesting thing is how much is Tyler willing to push to get a specific result? Because this is a situation where, again, he's the one putting the noms up. He has no vote this week. So if he really wants Haley to go, and obviously JC and Brett are more looking towards Scotty at the time, is he going to try and push them either which way? Is he going to try and have it so that no matter what happens, his people vote together to keep the unity for now? Because if, hypothetically speaking, JC and Brett are like, no, Scotty has to go, and he gets Angela and Casey to keep, like, vote the other way to get rid of Haley, Sam becomes a swing vote. Then that gets interesting. There's many layers going into this week, because this is a situation where Tyler is put in the front, and Tyler has to kind of decide which way he wants to navigate this. Does he want to be like laissez-faire and kind of leave it up to the house, just put the two up and hope one goes? Or does he want to really control and hammer home, I want specifically this person to go? So we'll see how that goes as well. And the reason he's not going to put JC up no matter what is because at the end of the day, JC's the one who will take a shot at the other people. And he's good with JC anyway, so he's safe with him. It makes no sense for him to get rid of JC when there are people like Haley and Scotty who hypothetically could go after him. Scotty leaving the house did say that, oh, I owe you a favor, I owe Angela a favor. So he's kind of like, in his head, that's still fresh. He still thinks that that is a thing that they can work with. That's why the scales are tipped towards Haley more. So there's a lot of little tidbits here that we can work with for the next 2 days while the noms and veto is going on, so we can see how this ultimately ends up shaking up.
Yes, for as poorly as Scotty plays when he's in good with Haley, he was not in good with Haley toward the end of the week when he was evicted, and he did actually do some good work prepping for a potential battle back, letting Tyler and Angela know that he would want to work with them upon returning, and that is one of the reasons why Tyler's open to keeping him over Haley this week. He mentions that to Angela. I did get a question from Kayla in the chat, who wanted to know people are talking about should Tyler have been eliminated when his feet came off the thing in the HOH? The answer, of course, is no. If he should have been eliminated, he would have been eliminated. For the record, Kayla is not the one who thinks this is true. She's saying that somebody else said this, and she's saying this is not true, right? And yes, right is the right answer. Scotty was eliminated from the competition because he sat on the platform. Your feet are fully able to come off as long as you're able to hold yourself up and put them back on. But the second you sit on the platform, you are disqualified. You're not allowed to sit on the platform. That's why Scotty was eliminated. Did somebody say something about a double eviction? I feel like I read that that Vegas said something about a double eviction, but I can't see.
Ooh, I do not recall seeing any double, because I was looking out for it when Julie was giving us the lowdown of the week, but I didn't end up seeing anything come up. So I know that Rob and Co talked last night about it potentially being the 13th of September, which is what I think is going to be as well.
Yeah. Well, all right. I thought there was news about that. I must have been misinformed, because I do not see any tweets about it. So yes. So that's basically what's been going on. I would honestly guess, unless Vegas tells us otherwise, that we will not have a double eviction next week, because they want Julie to be like, hey, double eviction. Yeah,
announce it.
Yes. So that would be my guess. So there you go. Anything else, Booyah?
No, but I gotta say, I'm not only excited for the aftermath of everything that happened last night, today, and tomorrow, but then we also get Summer of Stein today. I'm excited for that as well.
Bonus Summer of Stein. Very fun. Fry Fly points out, we did not get Brett's goodbye message.
Right, yeah.
For Fessy. Mm-hmm. He claimed to have left it both prior to the eviction and after the eviction. Mm-hmm. Said, I did it. I said, I'll look out for Haley for you. But it was not shown. And I don't know if he actually had it, or if he actually did it. You would have assumed that production would have shown this. Mm-hmm. It would have added to the drama, not only in the fact that, like, it was a dramatic goodbye message in the first place, but also in the sense that, like, Fessy might be coming right back, and you know Fessy would have he'd be like, oh, Julie, I'm going right back into that house, and I'm gonna take him down. He thinks he can get between me and my Haley. It would have been great, but they didn't show it. So I don't know. I feel like my first thought was, that sneaky bastard, he's lying. He's lying to them in the house. He's saying that he gave the terrible goodbye message, but he actually didn't. And I love it. I love it if that's what he's doing. Pretending that he is, he should have been doing this from the start. But he is able to say, the jury hates me, the jury hates me, the jury hates me because of my goodbye messages. Mm-hmm. And he's appearing to continue to do this, telling his lines that, I did it, I left the bad goodbye message, but actually not doing it. Obviously could have been immediately caught if Fessy had been the one that returned.
Yeah.
But luckily for him, that did not happen. So he should be good if this is in fact his strategy. And I do like it if it is.
I agree. And I think there's been a lot of debate this season of, do they see all the messages? Do they see some? Scotty came in yesterday and said, I saw all of yours.
Yes.
So we know that now, that he's seen all of them. He thought Brett had the best one, which is probably the worst thing that could have happened to Brett if he's going to try and go with this narrative. Like, the one guy that we know for certain he gave a good one to, came right back in and said, you had the best one with the quick connect. I love that. So that's a thing. But no, I do think that if he did it, and they would have definitely shown it, right? You got to assume for the drama and for the, you know, the heat, the comedy, all of it, it would have been a whole package to put in there. They didn't do that. So probably it wasn't done. And if it was, Fessy's going to find out later anyways. But I would be all in on the idea that Brett is smartly deciding, I'm just going to keep telling him I'm doing it, but I'm really not doing it.
Yeah, the idea that Fessy is going to watch Brett's goodbye message about, like, I'll take care of Haley for you, and we won't see his reaction to it, that makes me angry. So I hope that Brett is lying about this, because otherwise I'll be very upset that production did not allow us to see it. But I did wonder, like, what would they have done? Obviously, they did, like, Fessy didn't have time to watch the rest of his goodbye messages unless they showed them to him on the stage before the battle back competition, if everyone else got a chance to view it. So who knows? But it doesn't matter, because Fessy's not returning to the game anyway. Yeah. So there you go. That's what we've got for you. So I will, of course, be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens on the feeds today. We'll get the nominations. We'll get the reactions. We'll get to see how Tyler decides to handle it, and who they talk about the target being. That's what we've got.
Yeah. No, it was a fun update. It was a fun night. Again, it went on way too late. And Taryn, I hope you get some kind of nap in somewhere today, because I know you've been up for a while and then you slept very little. That's probably why you had the double eviction dream, and you thought maybe it happened somewhere. But yeah,
I might have there's probably one day I'm gonna come to a live feed update and, like, I will have done my research in my dreams, and, like, I'll have written out, well, luckily I can't physically write notes out while I'm sleeping, but, like, there'll definitely be, like, something like that I imagined in my head, and this might be the start of it, where maybe I was dreaming that I was reading updates and that somebody said that there was going to be a double eviction. You never know. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Puya is at Puyaism. Make sure you follow me on Twitch. I have it linked on my Twitter page. You can also find it on Twitch, Taren Armstrong. We had a lot of fun last night watching the live HOH competition, and we hung out beforehand as well, talked about TV shows and other such fun nonsense. So thank you guys so much for joining me. We'll see you guys next time.